My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan, see Sparky Fiver with you. Charlie Usen, Chicago Charlie, other side of the glass. We'll talk about that big Brewers win over the Giants coming up next. And our daily talk about the crew segment brought to you by Pool Park and Menominee Falls coming up here at 440. But before we do that, we continue to preview the NFC North. Yesterday, David Hall from 670 The Score in Chicago joined us to talk about the Chicago Bears. Tomorrow, Jeff Rieger from The Ticket in Detroit will join us to preview the Lions. And now, this guy right here, Matthew Collar of PurpleInsider.com joins us. Follow him on Twitter at Matthew Collar. Also, go check out his book, Football is a Numbers Game. You can buy that today as well. Matthew, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sure thing. I'm a little scared here. It's starting to get very dark. I'm not sure if we're going to get Gopher football tonight. That was on the slate. That's a little storm coming here.
That would not be a good way to start off the season, getting a game pushed back and moved to another. So what's the backup plan then? They play tomorrow night?
I have no idea. I mean, the plan right now, it looks like they're moving kickoff back for tonight and hoping to miss the storms. But if they keep coming, I guess that's what they would have to do, is try to push it back by day.
Oh, that's wild. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Thursday and Friday night football for college football. Badgers play tomorrow night. I'm not a big fan of that either. Do you like this weeknight stuff for college?
I don't love it, except for when it's the MAC conference. I do love randomly turning on the TV on a Wednesday or something, and it's MAC-tion. Like, okay, all right, let's watch Toledo versus Buffalo. But when it comes to actual games around here, I would prefer just Saturday. Yeah. And just keep me on track. But, you know, for the first game of the year, it's kind of exciting.
All right, let's talk about this Minnesota Vikings football team. Everybody, I think, has them slotted kind of for fourth place in this division. Even before the J.J. McCarthy injury that took him out for the year. Prior to that injury, what were the thoughts of the Vikings faithful as far as what they've seen from J.J. McCarthy? And, you know, is he the guy of the future in the little bit you've seen?
Yeah, it's interesting because throughout training camp and, you know, being around every practice and the coaches and the teammates and talking to players and all that sort of stuff, I was just gathering, and it was not subtle, that they were very happy with what they were getting from J.J. McCarthy. And so as we were leading up to the preseason game, I was really curious, like, how's he going to look in an actual game? Because in training camp, he was getting better and better every single day, and they seemed to be kind of giddy about what they were seeing. He was taking on a leadership role. He still wasn't QB1 yet, but you could see all the signs coming together that it wasn't going to be long, right? And then he comes out and has this spectacular preseason game. Everybody in the state gets to see it, and then immediately it's taken away from them. So it's kind of classic Vikings, right? Just like with Teddy Bridgewater, where he's, you know, on pace to be their franchise quarterback, and then the knee thing, or even if you go back even farther than that, Dante Culpepper once upon a time had established himself as their, you know, as their guy, and then he gets hurt and is never the same. So it was, I think, very triggering for Vikings fans. Like, not another quarterback with a knee injury, but at very least, the silver lining is that they, the team got to see enough of a sample size to know where J.J. McCarthy is headed, and it is a setback, but they don't have to send him to Siberia. He's still going to be around the team. He's still going to see how Sam Darnold handles an entire NFL season, but where it does change things is that Kevin O'Connell doesn't have that button to push when Sam Darnold inevitably struggles because he is Sam Darnold. So it's not like you have this answer, okay, we're 2-4, and now we could just bring in the rookie and get everybody excited. Instead, it's Nick Mullins. They just picked up Brett Rippon.
Which I don't understand.
Team, you know?
Why did they pick up Brett Rippon for and get rid of a guy they just took got out of BYU? Like, and I know he's older because he was at BYU. I understand. But what exactly did they – what are you going to get out of Brett Rippon, for God's sakes? We've all seen Brett Rippon.
Yeah, so I've always had a policy about QB3s. Do you remember the quote about Peyton Manning, why they didn't give the backup any reps? They said because we don't practice being screwed.
Yeah, like, Tom Moore. He's on the show on Tuesday, coming up this Tuesday. Yep.
Exactly. If Brett Rippon, Jaren Hall, it's screwed. It just it doesn't really matter. I mean, Nick Mullins can play a little, and he's exciting to watch.
Sure.
Because he throws only touchdowns and interceptions like the Jameis Winston. But you know, if they get down to the third guy, I think it's because Rippon had experience with Sean McVay in L.A. And then actually Rippon had a good preseason, so maybe there's just more there. I that's not something to be too worried about.
And he was on Hard Knocks. Maybe get his autograph. This is the other thing I guess I'm kind of curious about. How is Justin Jefferson handling all this? I mean, I know he got paid, so everything is better when you get paid, I guess. But having the uncertainty of the quarterback position could very well affect his numbers year to year. That was one of the things that kind of sprung Devontae Adams out of here, was he didn't really know what he was going to get himself into with Jordan Love. Rodgers couldn't make up his mind if he was staying or going. He didn't want to get screwed with a poor quarterback situation, so he got out of here to go play with this guy and then got screwed anyhow because now he's even in a worse quarterback situation than he was before. But that was part of his deal. How has Jefferson handled all this?
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting because one of the things that I think would frustrate Jefferson at times is that Kirk Cousins wouldn't just throw the ball up to him. And you all probably remember the check down on 4th and 8 in the playoffs.
Yep.
Rather than taking a shot to Justin Jefferson. And, I think that at times, even with all the great numbers that he put up, he was still trying to urge Kirk Cousins, like, throw it into traffic, give me a shot. Well, I've got a quarterback for you that's going to do that. But whether it works out all the time, I don't know. Sam Darnold has an unbelievable arm. Now, that's not to say that he's going to be great, but he is willing to use it. And what we've seen during training camp is he and Justin Jefferson have gotten on the same page pretty well. And when they practiced against the Cleveland Browns, we got the entire experience. It was Sam Darnold throwing picks into traffic toward Justin Jefferson and Sam Darnold completing 50-yard passes over the top to Justin Jefferson. And that's really what I expect. I mean, if you go and look at...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Him in Carolina, the only time he ever played with a good wide receiver in his entire career was DJ Moore for a little while in Carolina. And he just pumped that man the football over and over again. So I think that from a numbers perspective, Justin Jefferson will be fine. Kevin O'Connell's going to throw the ball a lot. He did that even with Josh Dobbs last year. He's definitely going to do it with Sam Darnold. I guess my thing about Justin Jefferson is he has to be getting pretty antsy for this team to actually win something.
Yeah.
I mean, they wasted his rookie contract, and they didn't win a single playoff game with him there. And, yeah, he's signing on long-term, and I'm sure he's happy. But also, Justin Jefferson is – I mean, he's not a diva type at all. He wants to win. I mean, that's the thing that I've observed about him is even when you're talking about random practices in the middle of August, he wants to leave a trail of bodies out there every single practice. He's that kind of competitor, and I think it has gotten to be very frustrating for him to be told, well, maybe next year, maybe next year. And I think you could see the writing on the wall for this team that if McCarthy does work out with the way that he was playing – that it will go much better for this franchise in the future if McCarthy works out. But for this year, like, what is that going to mean? Can he keep from getting frustrated? You know, when you look at that start of the season and they have such a difficult schedule, if they do get behind, I mean, what is that going to look like in the locker room with Justin Jefferson? I think that's a challenge that Kevin O'Connell could end up facing here.
But this front office for the Vikings really decided to attack and try and bolster that defense through the draft and free agency, and they really put a lot of resources in trying to help out that side. But again, you're probably going to be relying on some young guys. They're going to have some growing pains.
Yeah, it's interesting because they have revamped the defense, but it's so much more of a veteran defense than you would expect from a team that's talked about as a year away. I mean, they went out and got Grenard, Van Ginkel, Cashman, and even Stephon Gilmore recently. Harrison Smith came back. I mean, there's almost nobody who is super young on this team outside of Ivan Pace, which I think is what they're kind of hoping will drive some success and keep them in games, is that last year it was all just Brian Flores trying to blitz like crazy and throw off quarterbacks. But as soon as that got figured out a bit, it was problematic toward the end of the year, as you saw with the Packers throwing for a million yards in that national TV game toward the end of the season. But now they have a lot of guys who can do a lot of different things from where they were last season. And I think that's part of the hope of staying competitive, staying in the race, and surviving the Sam Darnold experience is trying to have a top 5 to 10 defense. I don't think they could be the best defense in the league without a better cornerback group, but if you get a Stephon Gilmore to play like he did at least somewhat last year, you can compete there. They can certainly rush the passer, I think, better as a complete unit than they did last year. And then, you know, drafting Dallas Turner is really interesting. He looks very good in training camp so far. So I think that that's what they're kind of hoping for, is that they've put together some guys that they can build with over multiple years who are experienced and can work with Flores to give them a chance on a weekly basis, because right off the bat, after they play the Giants in week one, they're facing San Francisco, Houston, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, and then Detroit and Matthew Stafford and the Rams. It's a murderer's row, man. It's not going to be easy to start the year.
Well, I mean, you trade up for Dallas Turner. I like that. Now, again, rookie year, we'll see how he does. But a lot of people thought he was probably the best pass rusher in the draft, so that was good. But then the devastating news with Kyree Jackson passing away had to really be a gut punch for everybody involved.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And then on the first day of training camp, and not to conflate the two, but it was sort of just like, are you serious? Their top cornerback, who was a draft pick last year, Mekhi Blackmon, who they really had super high expectations for, tore his ACL.
Oh.
So right off the bat, they lose, you know, a guy in a complete tragedy, and then another guy for at least this season that they had high expectations for. And that kind of has been a little bit of the theme of this training camp, is just this team taking kind of one gut punch after the other. You start out with something that affects every part of the organization. When you draft a player who they're excited about, they think he's going in the right direction, Kyree Jackson, my understanding was they felt really good about the player that they had drafted there. And then, you know, he ends up in a car accident. You can never foresee something like that. You can never prepare for something like that. So the head coach is missing a practice to go talk at a funeral. I mean, that's just something that nobody is used to anywhere in professional sports. And then to lose another cornerback as well right after that, I think, and then what happens to McCarthy with his knee, and obviously it puts it in perspective with what happened with Kyrie Jackson, that, you know, those guys will recover, they'll play again, and I think it helped them get through that. But it's also felt like, gosh, what is next, you know, for this team after losing several of their, you know, young players that they were most excited about to injuries following the death of Kyrie Jackson.
Matthew Collar, PurpleInsider.com. Follow him on Twitter at Matthew Collar. Also, the great book, Football is a Numbers Game. Tell everybody about that and where they can get it.
Yeah. So I dug deep into the history of Pro Football Focus and what they do for NFL teams, since that comes up a lot. What is it that they actually do? Do teams actually use it? So I went searching for answers and found a very fascinating business story there as well that might remind you of Succession at times.
Oh.
So yeah, that's I think worth checking out for a few different reasons. And every other week someone leaves PFF now, and then I retweet the book again for people to go find out why. So it turned out to be a more interesting project than I even anticipated.
That's awesome. I one final note, the fact that you worked with and survived working with Rami Makhlouf at Score North is truly more impressive than anything you could possibly tell me the rest of the day. Very impressive. Very nice.
I still hear the echoes of him laughing at himself in my dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. He was just here last night filling in. He uses the Milwaukee studios to fill in on 670 The Score. And he was actually in here last night still laughing at his jokes. Yes. Same.
Yep.
Nothing's changed.
Yep. One of the best guys that I've ever worked with. So I hope he's doing well.
He is. He's a great dude. Matthew, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
Yep, sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Take care. There he is, Matthew Collar, PurpleInsider.com. Follow him on Twitter at Matthew Collar.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.